Well, what's back again is our wellness feature here on the Daytime Break. You're just in time to catch Laura Kirsten, who's very passionate about wellness and just helping us live a holistic life the way that God intended, taking care of our bodies and all of those things. And she's back again today for another installment of the feature. Laura, welcome to the show. I'm going to give you a bit of time just to introduce yourself to our listeners, tell them what you do. And I think while you're at it, you might as well let us know what we are chatting about on the show today.
Hello, Zinsley, and hello to your listeners. As Zinsley mentioned, my name is Laura Kirsten, and I'm a wellness consultant who focuses on helping you to optimize your wellness naturally so that you can thrive like God intended and not just merely live in a state of survival. Zinsley, with us entering into spring, I thought we could chat more about seasonal allergies and how to support the body naturally. Because I know around about this time of the year, people start reaching for their antihistamines and nasal sprays without realizing that they can actually do more to support their bodies naturally.
Ooh, definitely. I think allergies are a conversation that we really need to have, because at this time of the year, like you said, it's all over the place. And among children, it's one of those terms where once they learn and discover there's a word or a thing called allergies, they throw it around all the time. You know, yeah, I'm allergic to that. I've got allergies. I need to take this. I need to take that. Like, it's one of those things. But in actual fact, allergies are not fun at all. Maybe we can start by laying a foundation just to let us know what causes allergies and where do they come from?
Allergies are the body's overreaction to substances that it perceives as harmful, like pollen, dust, or even certain foods. They're rooted in an imbalanced immune system, which is often linked to inflammation and dysfunction in the gut. When the immune system is hypersensitive, it ends up releasing histamines, which cause those common allergy symptoms like sneezing, itching, and watery eyes.
Ah, that makes sense. Laura, I heard you mention the gut in that. Can you perhaps give us a bit more information on the role that the gut plays in allergies?
Yes, absolutely. The gut is home to a large portion of the immune system.
Mm.
A healthy, balanced gut with diverse beneficial bacteria can regulate our immune responses, making it less likely to overreact to allergens. If you have a damaged or inflamed gut, on the other hand, this can actually exacerbate your allergies. Our gut's condition really matters when it comes to how our body reacts to things that make us allergic. Recent studies spotlight the advantage of a diverse gut microbiota, which is home to an array of bacterial species, in combating your seasonal allergies.
Mm.
This microbial diversity actually empowers the immune system to discern between harmless pollen particles and potential threats. A balanced gut nurtures immune cells that respond with precision, dampening the intensity of our allergic reactions. Additionally, the gut microbiota contributes to the production of something known as short-chain fatty acids, which have an anti-inflammatory property, further shaping our body's response to allergens.
Sure, that's interesting. And I suppose my follow-up question to that would be, then what can we do in order to support the gut?
Great question. My top tips are, firstly, to eat a fiber-rich diet, because fiber feeds our beneficial gut bacteria, helping them to flourish. You can do this by including a variety of fiber-rich foods, things like your fruits, your vegetables, legumes, whole grains, nuts, and seeds. Secondly, incorporate probiotic foods, which introduce health bacteria into the gut, improving the balance of your microbes. So you could eat fermented foods like yogurt, kefir, sauerkraut, kimchi, and kombucha. Thirdly, you want to avoid unnecessary antibiotics, because antibiotics kill both your good and your bad gut bacteria, disrupting the gut's microbial balance. Fourthly, consider probiotic supplements to add more good gut bacteria into your gut. Probiotics are beneficial bacteria that actually improve your gut health, which in turn strengthens the immune system. And a healthy gut microbiome helps modulate your immune response and reduces the likelihood of overreacting to harmless substances like allergens. You can look out for specific strains like your Lactobacillus and your Bifidobacterium, which have been shown to reduce seasonal allergy symptoms by supporting immune balance and lowering inflammation.
I love this. And what I'm hearing from what you just said, Laura, is that we just need to remind ourselves, fiber is your friend. Fiber is your friend. Make fiber your friend for a healthy gut. Laura, other than the gut, are there any other body systems that are linked to how our body actually responds to allergies?
Yes, the endocrine system, which produces hormones, is closely linked to the immune system. Chronic stress can disrupt both the gut and the endocrine system, leading to heightened allergic reactions. Stress triggers the release of something called cortisol, which, when unbalanced, weakens the immune system and actually inflames the gut. Your hormonal imbalances, particularly in cortisol, the stress hormone, can weaken the immune system and worsen allergies. Chronic stress or hormonal imbalances can impair the body's ability to regulate inflammation, which can lead to heightened allergic reactions as well. So addressing hormone health through stress management and supporting the adrenal function can help modulate allergic responses.
Laura, lastly, what I wanted to ask you is to say, for those who need, you know, to reach for something to offer them some relief, is there any natural antihistamines that they can, you know, look into?
Yes. While conventional antihistamines, like your over-the-counter medication, do block histamine receptors to prevent symptoms, natural antihistamines offer a gentler approach to calming allergic reactions and supporting overall immune health. Some of the most effective natural antihistamines are quercetin, vitamin C, and your omega-3 fatty acids. So quercetin is a powerful natural antihistamine and anti-inflammatory compound found in foods like your apples, onions, and berries. It stabilizes something in our body called our mast cells, which are responsible for releasing histamines during allergic reactions. So if you're regularly taking quercetin, it can reduce your allergy symptoms by lowering that histamine release and calming inflammation. Quercetin can also be taken in supplemental form. Vitamin C, which I mentioned, is well known for its immune-boosting properties, but it also acts as a natural antihistamine by helping to reduce histamine levels in the body. First of all, it breaks down histamines, and it helps the body clear them faster and reduce those allergic reactions. And it's also anti-inflammatory because it reduces inflammation in the tissues affected by histamine release, easing allergy symptoms. And then our omega-3 fatty acids, which are commonly found in flax seeds and fatty fish. So that's your salmon, mackerel, sardines, for example. These are potent anti-inflammatory agents. While they don't directly block histamines, they help to reduce the overall inflammatory response in the body, which can help decrease the severity of allergy symptoms like swelling, redness, and even respiratory issues. And by lowering inflammation, omega-3s also support the gut lining and immune function, making the body less reactive to allergens.
Thank you so much, Laura. Any final tips from your side just before I let you go?
Yes, consistency is key. For natural antihistamines to be effective, they need to be taken consistently, either through diet or supplementation, particularly before allergy season begins. And then we need to look at a holistic approach. Combine your natural antihistamines with other lifestyle strategies, such as reducing your stress, improving your sleep, and maintaining a balanced diet for the best results. A holistic approach helps not only block histamines, but it also helps to reduce the inflammation and support the body's natural defenses, making your allergies more manageable.
Laura, thank you so much for such an insightful conversation. I absolutely learned a lot from this conversation, and I think our listeners did as well. But for those who are thinking, hey, I need to follow Laura to get some more of these kind of tips and others that you often do share on social media, where can they follow you?
You're welcome to connect with me on Instagram. My handle is Laura Kirsten, or on Facebook at Higher Living with Laura. That's Higher Living with Laura.
There you go. Laura Kirsten is a wellness consultant. And if you want to replay this conversation, listen to it again, or you missed some tips that you'd like to note down, feel free to visit our website, impactradio.co.za, on podcasts, on air content. You will find the wellness feature with myself and Laura Kirsten. And you can replay that as many times as you'd like.